Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Labor Day to the Capital Region.
Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Allie B. And Allie B is a successful entrepreneur in the city of Albany, and she's here to talk about it. So, Allie, I first met you. Is it Allie or Kizzy?
Either one, whichever you choose. Everyone call me Allie, so you can call me Allie as well.
Okay.
There's a story behind the name, but we'll talk about that later.
I met you a few years ago on Thanksgiving when you were giving out food for people in the neighborhood, and I was just so overwhelmed on your generosity and, you know, your loving embrace of the community. It really affected me. So you have a restaurant on Central Avenue in Albany.
It's actually 353 Clinton Avenue, Clinton Avenue, 353 Clinton Avenue,
okay.
Albany, New York, right in the basement.
So what made you decide to open a restaurant?
I've been cooking my whole life, and it
uh-huh.
was something that I believed that I was able to create and take care of my family. Family is very important to me. So me being able to work and provide an income for my family, it was cooking, something I love to do and something that I was good at.
So did you start in Albany or did you start cooking for other people before you came here?
Well, you know, I've been cooking for other people my whole entire life, right in Harlem. I would cook with the original Allie B, and that's where Allie comes from. Allie B is actually my mother's name. My given name is Kizzy, and Kizzy comes
okay.
from the book Roots. And, yes, I've been cooking my whole life for other people, but I Albany was the first place that I was able to create a restaurant.
So in your restaurant, basically, you cook Southern-type food, right?
We cook Southern food when you walk into Allie B's, or rather, when you call Allie B's, we cook Southern food. But if you ask for a catering, we cook anything your heart desires.
Wow. That's great. So you went from – how long have you owned the restaurant?
Allie B's has been open for 6.5 years now.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
We're very grateful. But I've been cooking my whole entire life. And I can remember when I was like 4 years old with an Easy Bake Oven, baking cakes in an Easy Bake Oven, or when I was 4 years old and my mother had a little table on the side of the stove where I would make eggnog and make apple pie with her. You know, we would make the pie crust from scratch and cut the apples
Ooh.
Up. And yes, so I've been cooking my whole life, and it has been the way I have also been taught to show love. You know, when you cook, people come together. And
right.
Family is very important to me. And also with my community, you know, having a restaurant in West Hill, Auburn Hill area, I'm able to showcase love to a community that loves me back. Allie B's has been able to create the Culture Center over on 64 mm-hmm. Quelling First. And that place is straight about love. We welcome love to the community. We also welcome people that don't live in the community to come in and see what we're doing with the community, hoping that they can donate to our culture fund and allow the culture center continue to create great opportunities for the Capital Region. You know, I was born in Harlem. I was born in the projects. And one thing I was raised with is love. That's how my community survived. My community in Harlem, even though we was not wealthy people, but we were great people, we created so much success because of love. You know, I'm successful, and when I go home to Harlem, it's so many other friends of mine that are business owners, truck business, restaurants, own nursing home. Just so many great entrepreneurs came from where I grew up at, and it was because of love, because of food. And that's what I'm doing here in the Capitol. I'm sharing that with the Capitol, and that's just what Ali B's is about.
Wow. So how long ago did you open up the Cultural Center?
Culture Center has been open since August 11th. We've been working on this project for a whole year now.
Wow.
Ali B's Cozy's Kitchen has sponsored the whole project. But you know what? There is a little boy and his family that did donate $500 to us. They bought two trees, the two cherry blossom trees, and his name is Michael. And he's from Bethlehem. And he will be going to Bethlehem High this year. And I love him and his whole family. So right now we got a GoFund on Facebook. You can go to Kizzy Williams. You can go to Ali B's Cozy's Kitchen. You can go to the Culture Center and donate to the Culture Center. We need finance help because you cannot change a community without money.
Right.
You know, money changed so much in the world. And where, you know, on 64 Quell Street, there wasn't even no trees. There was just crime. And if you don't even have a tree, of course you're going to have crime. So us as capital, people of the Capital Region, we have to come together as a family and take care of each other because you don't have to live on Quell Street for Quell Street to be your home. If you live in the Capital Region, 64 Quell Street is your home. And we need the support of the Capital Region. We need more trees in our community. We need more programs that come to that part of the community and offer jobs. We need more food in that community, the pantry to show up with their trucks and give the best goods to the community. We need the Navy base to continue to show up, which they have been. We need the Air Force to show up because there's so many people, young people in that community that need the right direction so that they can change their history. We need the land bank to continue to come in the community, set up their table, and give people a chance of home ownership, of lot ownership. Those are the things that change minority families, ownership, allowing them to be their own leaders, living a life of the right direction, where it has been hard on West Hill and Auburn Hill for years. And people tend to forget about places that are struggling, you know, especially when people eat well at their table. And when I say eat well, I mean like when you go home and you don't have to work, dodge a bullet. When you go home and you can sit outside and your children can play in their own in your yard, whether you own it or whether you rent it, you're safe. People forget about places, and you know this is America, and this is not a third world country where we live at in this community. But if we forget about this community, it's like we are treating it like it's a third world country. So I'm just so happy that you have me on today on this great day of this what this country celebrates.
Labor Day.
Labor of working hard. And so many people in West Hill, in Arbor Hill, work so hard to have the same great opportunities as so many other people. But they're being left behind.
Let me ask you this question. In one of our conversations, you know, you said you come from Harlem, and it wasn't as bad as they portray it to be.
You're completely right. When I grew up, I grew up in East Harlem Triangle, and I didn't have to worry about being shot. I didn't have to worry about somebody, just destroying the community. It was just so much love where I came from that, as you can see, I done moved to the Capital Region. And 42 years later, as an adult, I can still feel the love in Harlem, from Harlem, and I'm in the Capital Region. So it shows it doesn't matter how far you move, I can still feel the love. And that's why I'm able to come here and continue to grow, because my community, East Harlem Triangle, in Harlem, New York, built a foundation around me. As they say, Harlem breeds warriors. And I am definitely breeded as a warrior. I went to, my first school I attended was called Adam May Collins. And we know the story of Adam May Collins when they, you know, they burned up and shot down the church in Birmingham, Alabama. I am part of a generation that taught me to speak loud, believe in what I believe in, no matter where you go. And that's why I'm able to come to the Capital Region and, as I said before, showcase so much love. Because in Harlem, that's what I grew up around. I didn't have to deal with someone is going to shoot me down. I didn't have to deal with being hungry. I grew up in a household with a mother and a father. My father went to work every single day, 6 o'clock in the morning, came home every day, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. My mother, she cooked dinner every day for my father. It was just something, a regular routine in life. Nothing was easy, but nothing, it wasn't a killing place either. You know, love changes everything. Believing in someone changes everything. Where my mother, when she moved from South Carolina, and moved to Harlem, New York, she moved to Harlem, New York for a change, and I am the change. Where she came from a place that was, you know, it had a lot of difference there with racism. So what I will say to you is that the Capital Region is a very small place. I come from a place in New York City where it's 8 million people. I come from a place in Harlem where there is, a million people. And we have about 100 or 200,000 people here in the Capital Region. So West Hill and Arbor Hill should be able to change, you know, not just through with the Culture Center, just with the Capital Region. I'm honestly, I have been begging for donations on Facebook, and we only raised like, $600 so far. It's heartbreaking to see that when a community don't really get the help that it needs. See, I understand why the people in the community may not donate. It's because they need donations. They need help. And we need to show them that we believe in them. We're not 501c3 yet, but with the blessings of God, by November we will be. But sometimes you have to show people that you're with them. This is what I will say. because I'm a very spiritual woman. God had Noah build that ark, and God had me build the culture center. Everybody didn't get on the boat with Noah, and I know everybody will not get on the boat with the culture center. But what I do know is that the Capital Region is a great place. So I know that we will succeed. I know that the presence of West Hill and Auburn Hill will rise. It just may take a little bit more time, but I'm excited to be a part of the great changes that is about to come.
When you first came to Albany and you saw the surroundings, and you know everybody realizes this is the state capital, were you disappointed in the makeup of the city? You know, whether you thought it was vibrant, whether you thought it was run down. What was your first impression of coming to Albany?
Well, to tell you the truth, my first impression when I came to Albany, I was more on the south side of Albany. And I had moved into one of the housing projects on Green Street. And honestly, I was shocked because the housing project was really clean, the housing projects. So that was my first view. The projects on Green Street, they actually had apple trees in their backyard. So that was something that I didn't see in Harlem when you live in a project. And I went to work from there. I worked at Glenmont Walmart, and that's where I met my wife at. You know, I met her at Glenmont Walmart, and she moved me over to Grandview Terrace. So I went from living on Green Street, I moved into Grandview Terrace, and she owned a home over there. So the whole lifestyle was just different for me because we lived with green grass. We had a backyard. It put a smile on my face. But then when I went on the other side of town of Auburn Hill, West Hill, it was a totally different look. It was a look of sadness. It was a look of being lost because it was a lot of abandoned buildings and empty lots. It reminded me of the South Bronx in the 80s, in the West Hill area, Auburn Hill area, because of the, you know, the abandoned areas, the empty buildings. And but then I bumped into a gentleman that was part of the group called The Brothers, and he gave me a video. And I watched the video, and the video showcased that West Hill and Auburn Hill has been going through problems for decades. So this is not just the beginning. This is not something new that has been going on in the Capital Region. It's been like this for a very long time, how 60 years ago, Auburn Hill and West Hill had to fight to get their garbage picked up. You know, it was just heartbreaking to see the video. And it was so many people that looked like me that has been, you know, it kind of brings tears to my eyes while I'm speaking to you, because here goes 60 years later, the people are still fighting for the same cause, pick up their garbage, fix these abandoned buildings, help them become leaders and ownership in their own community. You know, the mayor moved down to First Street, and she lives maybe like five blocks from this lot that we created. We hope to see Mayor Sheehan more, and we're waiting on her to donate to us. We need women like Mayor Sheehan to speak about us and tell people about us so that people that is part of her lifestyle and culture won't forget about small neighborhoods that's on First Street, 64 Quell Street, where crime happens, where buildings are abandoned, where empty lots are, where the people need for someone to believe in them, someone that has something. You know, if you don't show people that you believe in them and you have something, then they don't believe in themselves. You know, we know that the Capital Region have many race issues that many people don't talk about. When you go to West Hill and Orbit Hill, you see racism. You see the discrimination that the Capital, that this is the Capital, and you see what people look like there. It's majority of minorities and poor white people. We just need some changes here in the Capital Region, because if Harlem is a place that had so much crime and so much negative talked about it, can do better than our West here and Orbit here when it comes to when people looking at it, when people driving by. When people come up here from New York City, they say to me, why does it look like this? Why is it so abandoned? It looks scary. It looks sad. So that's embarrassing for our politicians. It's embarrassing for the children, mm-hmm. that live there. If we can't help our children have pride in the community, they'll never have pride in themselves. And having no pride in themselves create violence. And when white people are silent, creates violence. You know, we need white people to stand up for these black neighborhoods. You know, this country is built on white power. And we need people like Focus on Albany to continue to do what they're doing. You are such a great person and such a direct leader in the community, whether you see yourself as it or not, that you can come to West Hill as much as you do. You spend lots of time in the community. You know the people. You want to make change. You want to fix it. We need people with money to show up and care about this community the same way you care about this community, the same way I care about this community. And we are going to eventually get it, you know, because of people like you and I. You know, the community on West Hill and Orbit Hill, the garbage is being picked up now because of Brothers and the group, the Brothers. But now we have to clean up our sidewalks. You know, we have to clean the sidewalks. We have to fix the buildings and create wealth in this community. We have to be able to share knowledge, the knowledge of, because, you know, the knowledge is when the city or the county spends money in our community. And then people like the Culture Center is able to build the community.
So Allie, we just have a couple of minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about your restaurant again. What are the hours, and is there ample parking for people who want to go to your restaurant to have dinner?
Well, you know what? At the moment, we still do curbside and deliveries. We deliver all through the Capital Region right now. We deliver to Latham. We deliver to Troy. We deliver to Cajon, Waterly. Albany is, our main platform, but we deliver all around the Capital Region. Please support Allie B's, because the money that they spend in Allie B's, a lot of it goes to the community. We help people with funerals because people are dying and need support. People need food when death happens in their family. And we're helping. People stop by the restaurant every day and look for a meal. We donate. We have that food pantry at the culture center that we have to keep full. One young gentleman named JP, he's a young boy. He walks the streets a lot, but he donated a whole little bag of canned goods the other day. And usually he come by for a free dinner. And I told him, I said, I know you don't have no funds, but if you ever get something, bring a canned good by the store. And I was just so proud of JP that he, the initiation to bring by some cans to Ali B's Cozy's Kitchen for the food pantry at the Culture Center. I know JP is not, may not listen, hear this, but, you know, I continue to pray for him that he can be who he want to be. And maybe he can be able to own something or get a better job for himself in life. And it starts with when the community helps itself. You know, like we were giving him free meals from Ali B's, and he just showed up the other day, you know, for the first time with a bag of canned goods and said, Ali, I want to donate this to the Culture Center. And he was so proud of himself. Yes, he was so proud of himself. He literally, you know, he was like, my community. And that's what we want. And that's, you know, the people to say and feel about where they live at.
So we have about a minute left. Give yourself a little plug. How can people contact you?
Well, people can contact me on Facebook, Kizzy Williams, Ali B's Cozy's Kitchen, or the Culture Center. Scroll down those pages. Look for that GoFund. Donate $10. If I donate a dollar, if we can get each person in the Capital Region just to donate a dollar, it'll make changes. It will save someone's life. Phone number is 518-729-3472. Ali B's Cozy's Kitchen, again, 518-729-3472. Donate. If you want to make a donation, call John McDonald. Donate to him and tell him to give it to me, okay? Donate to Albany Focus. Donate to Cynthia. Tell her it's for Ali B's Cozy's Kitchen for the Culture Center. Please. Get the donations out there. Give it to my friends. Tell them it's for me. They will give it to me. Thank you. My church is Metropolitan Baptist Church over on 2nd Avenue, Dr. Damone Johnson. Donate to them. Tell them it's for the Culture Center. They will make sure the Culture Center gets their donation. Donate. Tell Jamel Robertson. He is our council member. Donate to him. Tell him that this is for the Culture Center that's in his community. Thank you, Cynthia. We love you.
Thank you. You have been listening to Women Who Inspire. You've been listening to Ali B. I'm Cynthia Pooler. And if you like this show, like us on Facebook. Thanks, Ali, for being on Women Who Inspire. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a wonderful day.
You rock. Thank you.